Today is the 26th day of April. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I am Brian. It is great to be here with you as we launch ourselves into another day together and the next step forward together, which will lead us back into the book of Judges. We talked about the judge Deborah yesterday and Jael, a couple of valiant women in the story of ancient Israel. And we'll just keep moving forward, because as we move through the book of Judges, we are not only seeing the back and forth seesaw thing that's happening in Israel, where they return to God when they're in trouble, and then God sets them free, raises up a judge, and sets them free, and they have peace, and then they wander away again. It's like this back and forth and back and forth. But as we're watching that, we're also meeting all of these judges who led Israel between the time of Joshua and the time of Israel's first king. Today, we will meet another one of Israel's judges. We'll spend a little bit more time on this one. This story kind of unfolds. This is a judge named Gideon. And today, we will read Judges chapter 6. The Israelites did what was evil in the sight of the Lord. So the Lord handed them over to Midian 7 years, and they oppressed Israel. Because of Midian, the Israelites made hiding places for themselves in the mountains, caves, and strongholds. Whenever the Israelites planted crops, the Midianites, Amalekites, and the people of the east came and attacked them. They encamped against them and destroyed the produce of the land, even as far as Gaza. They left nothing for Israel to eat, as well as no sheep, ox, or donkey. For the Midianites came with their cattle and their tents, like a great swarm of locusts. They and their camels were without number, and they entered the land to lay waste to it. So Israel became poverty-stricken because of Midian, and the Israelites cried out to the Lord. When the Israelites cried out to him because of Midian, the Lord sent a prophet to them. He said to them, "This is what the Lord, God of Israel, says. I brought you out of Egypt and out of the place of slavery. I rescued you from the power of Egypt and the power of all who oppressed you. I drove them out before you and gave you their land. I said to you, 'I am the Lord your God. Do not fear the gods of the Amorites whose land you live in.' But you did not obey me." The angel of the Lord came, and he sat under the oak that was in Ophrah, which belonged to Joash, the Abiezrite. His son Gideon was threshing wheat in the winepress in order to hide it from the Midianites. Then the angel of the Lord appeared to him and said, "The Lord is with you, valiant warrior." Gideon said to him, "Please, my Lord, if the Lord is with us, why has all this happened? And where are all his wonders that our ancestors told us about? They said, 'Hasn't the Lord brought us out of Egypt?' And now the Lord has abandoned us and handed us over to Midian." The Lord turned to him and said, "Go in the strength you have and deliver Israel from the grasp of Midian. I am sending you." He said to him, "Please, Lord, how can I deliver Israel? Look, my family is the weakest in Manasseh, and I am the youngest in my father's family." "But I will be with you," the Lord said to him. "You will strike Midian down as if it were one man." Then he said to him, "If I have found favor with you, give me a sign that you are speaking with me. Please do not leave this place until I return to you. Let me bring my gift and set it before you." And he said, "I will stay until you return." So Gideon went and prepared a young goat and unleavened bread from a half bushel of flour. He placed the meat in a basket and the broth in a pot. He brought them out and offered them to him under the oak. The angel of God said to him, "Take the meat with the unleavened bread, put it on this stone, and pour the broth on it." So he did that. The angel of the Lord extended the tip of the staff that was in his hand and touched the meat and the unleavened bread. Fire came up from the rock and consumed the meat and the unleavened bread. And the angel of the Lord vanished from his sight. When Gideon realized that he was the angel of the Lord, he said, "Oh no, Lord God, I have seen the angel of the Lord face to face." But the Lord said to him, "Peace to you, don't be afraid, for you will not die." So Gideon built an altar to the Lord there and called it, "The Lord is Peace." It is still in Ophrah of the Abiezerites today. On that very night, the Lord said to him, "Take your father's young bull and a second bull, 7 years old. Then tear down the altar of Baal that belongs to your father and cut down the Asherah pole beside it. Build a well-constructed altar to the Lord your God on top of this mound. Take the second bull and offer it as a burnt offering with the wood of the Asherah pole you cut down." So Gideon took 10 of his male servants and did as the Lord had told him. But because he was too afraid of his father's family and the men of the city to do it in the daytime, he did it at night. When the men of the city got up in the morning, they found Baal's altar torn down, the Asherah pole beside it cut down, and the second bull offered up on the altar that had been built. They said to each other, "Who did this?" After they made a thorough investigation, they said, "Gideon, son of Joash, did it." Then the men of the city said to Joash, "Bring out your son. He must die, because he tore down Baal's altar and cut down the Asherah pole beside it." But Joash said to all who stood against him, "Would you plead Baal's case for him? Would you save him? Whoever pleads his case will be put to death by morning. If he is a god, let him plead his own case, because someone tore down his altar." That day Gideon was called Jerubbaal, since Joash said, "Let Baal contend with him, because he tore down his altar." All the Midianites, Amalekites, and people of the east gathered together, crossed over the Jordan, and camped in the Jezreel Valley. The Spirit of the Lord enveloped Gideon, and he blew the ram's horn, and the Abiezerites rallied behind him. He sent messengers throughout all Manasseh, who rallied behind him. He also sent messengers throughout Asher, Zebulun, and Naphtali, who also came to meet him. Then Gideon said to God, "If you will deliver Israel by me, as you said, I will put a wool fleece here on the threshing floor. If dew is only on the fleece, and all the ground is dry, I will know that you will deliver Israel by me, as you said." And that is what happened. When he got up early in the morning, he squeezed the fleece and wrung dew out of it, filling a bowl with water. Gideon then said to God, "Don't be angry with me. Let me speak one more time. Please allow me to make one more test with the fleece. Let it remain dry, and the dew be all over the ground." That night, God did as Gideon requested. Only the fleece was dry, and dew was all over the ground. Luke 22:54-23:12. They seized him, led him away, and brought him into the high priest's house. Meanwhile, Peter was following at a distance. They lit a fire in the middle of the courtyard and sat down together, and Peter sat among them. When a servant saw him sitting in the light and looked closely at him, she said, "This man was with him too," but he denied it. "Woman, I don't know him." After a little while, someone else saw him and said, "You're one of them too." "Man, I am not," Peter said. About an hour later, Another kept insisting, this man was certainly with him since he's also a Galilean. But Peter said, man, I don't know what you're talking about. Immediately, while he was still speaking, a rooster crowed. Then the Lord turned and looked at Peter. So Peter remembered the word of the Lord, how he had said to him, before the rooster crows today, you will deny me three times. And he went outside and wept bitterly. The men who were holding Jesus started mocking and beating him. After blindfolding him, they kept asking, prophesy, who was it that hit you? And they were saying many other blasphemous things to him. When daylight came, the elders of the people, both the chief priests and the scribes, convened and brought him before their Sanhedrin. They said, if you are the Messiah, tell us. But he said to them, if I do tell you, you will not believe. And if I ask you, you will not answer. But from now on, the Son of Man will be seated at the right hand of the power of God. They all asked, are you then the Son of God? And he said to them, do you say that I am? Why do we need any more testimony, they said, since we've heard it ourselves from his mouth? Then their whole assembly rose up and brought him before Pilate. They began to accuse him, saying, we found this man misleading our nation, opposing payment of taxes to Caesar, and saying that he himself is the Messiah, a king. So Pilate asked him, are you the king of the Jews? He answered him, you say so. Pilate then told the chief priests and the crowds, I find no grounds for charging this man. But they kept insisting, he stirs up the people, teaching throughout all Judea, from Galilee, where he started, even to here. When Pilate heard this, he asked if the man was a Galilean. Finding that he was under Herod's jurisdiction, he sent him to Herod, who was also in Jerusalem during those days. Herod was very glad to see Jesus. For a long time he had wanted to see him because he had heard about him and was hoping to see some miracle performed by him. So he kept asking him questions, but Jesus did not answer him. The chief priests and the scribes stood by, vehemently accusing him. Then Herod, with his soldiers, treated him with contempt, mocked him, dressed him in bright clothing, and sent him back to Pilate. That very day, Herod and Pilate became friends. Previously, they had been enemies. Psalm 95 and 96. Worship and warning. Come, let's shout joyfully to the Lord. Shout triumphantly to the rock of our salvation. Let's enter his presence with thanksgiving. Let's shout triumphantly to him in song. For the Lord is a great God, a great King above all gods. The depths of the earth are in his hand, and the mountain peaks are his. The sea is his. He made it. His hands formed the dry land. Come, let's worship and bow down. Let's kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, the sheep under his care. Today, if you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as at Meribah, as on that day at Massa in the wilderness where your ancestors tested me. They tried me, though they had seen what I did. For 40 years I was disgusted with that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray. They do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, they will not enter my rest. Sing a new song to the Lord. Let the whole earth sing to the Lord. Sing to the Lord. Bless his name. Proclaim his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, his wondrous works among all peoples. For the Lord is great and is greatly praised. He is feared above all gods, for all the gods of the peoples are worthless idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Splendor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Ascribe to the Lord, you families of the peoples. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory of his name. Bring an offering and enter his courts. Worship the Lord in the splendor of his holiness. Let the whole earth tremble before him. Say among the nations, the Lord reigns. The world is firmly established. It cannot be shaken. He judges the peoples fairly. Let the heavens be glad and the earth rejoice. Let the sea and all that fills it resound. Let the fields and everything in them celebrate. Then all the trees of the forest will shout for joy before the Lord, for he is coming. For he is coming to judge the earth. He will judge the world with righteousness and the peoples with his faithfulness. Proverbs 14, 5 and 6. An honest witness does not deceive, but a dishonest witness utters lies. A mocker seeks wisdom and doesn't find it, but knowledge comes easily to the perceptive. Okay, so in the book of Judges, we met Gideon today, and what is beginning to unfold is one of the most counterintuitive stories that we will encounter in the Old Testament, which has a number of counterintuitive stories in it. The way God is going to deliver Israel from Midian is, it shouldn't work, but it does. But as we met Gideon, we saw that once again the children of Israel had strayed away. Once again, things had gotten really difficult for the children of Israel. They had come under the power of another nation. Their abandoning of God had given them into the hands of the Midianites, who were oppressing them severely, very severely. So the children of Israel would go out into their fertile land and sow their crops to sustain their lives. And the Midianites and the Amalekites would come like in caravans, like a horde, like a plague, like locusts, like a plague of locusts. They would descend upon the land and set up their tents and pillage the crops and feast and destroy what was left, leaving the children of Israel starving and in extreme poverty. And the way that Judges tells it to us, they were like hiding. They had to hide in caves. They had to hide in wine presses. They had to hide just to kind of thresh the wheat that they could harvest. They were just trying to get enough to survive when they cried out to God. And that is how we met Gideon. He's doing exactly that, threshing wheat at the bottom of a wine press to stay hidden from the enemy who are pillaging the land. And that is when the angel of the Lord appeared to him and told him that God was with him. It's kind of at this point that we can begin to enter ourselves into this story and begin to watch our own lives as the story unfolds, because the angel of the Lord comes to Gideon and says, the Lord is with you. And Gideon says, this is an old story. This is thousands of years ago. But what Gideon responds is sounds like it could be said today. If the Lord is with us, why has all this happened to us? Where are the miracles we were told about by our ancestors? So often we do find ourselves in that kind of position. Why is this happening? Why is this happening to me? And once again, we see that even though this is a very, very ancient story, the heart of the human, the heart of humanity, and what it longs for and what it lusts for and what it submits to, it's the same thing. Like, we just have different technology and different clothing. And so Gideon asks what to him seems to be an obvious question seems to be something that he was thinking about. Why is this happening? Where is God? Where is the God we were told about? Hasn't the Lord abandoned us? Well, the Lord responds to Gideon. And what doesn't happen to Gideon is a lightning bolt doesn't come out of the sky and blast him for saying what's in his heart to God. God responds to Gideon and says, "Go in the strength you have and deliver Israel from the grasp of Midian. I am sending you." And Gideon responds again, as we often do, with all of the excuses about why it's not going to work. And the response that God gives to that, all the excuses, is, "I will be with you." And what else is there to say? If that is true, if God will be with us, then what cannot get accomplished? So let's remember this when we feel like we are walking a path and trusting and it's not working out the way that we expected, and we get exasperated, and then we get frustrated, and then we get bitter, and then we're like, "Where is God? Why is this happening to me? I'm trying to be obedient. I'm trying to live out my calling." Let's remember Gideon in those moments. And in particular, let's remember God's response to Gideon. "Go in the strength you have. I am sending you. I will be with you." Father, we enter into that. That is so comforting. And yet it can get so bleak that we can't see what's going on. And so we thank you for these examples in the scriptures that allow us to realize we're not the only ones facing any kind of difficulty that we have to endure. And as we will see in the story of Gideon, a victory was brought about, delivering your people in a way that could have only been you. May we trust in you, and may that trust be our anchor when we don't know what to do and what's going on. Come, Holy Spirit, into this today, we ask in the name of Jesus. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com is home base, and that is where you can find out what's happening around here. And so indeed, do that. You can download the Daily Audio Bible app from the app store that works with your device and put that in the palm of your hand. And so check it out. Check out different sections like the community section. This is where different links to social media outlets that we participate in are. It's also the home of the prayer wall, which is a resource for us here at the Daily Audio Bible, where we can come and ask for prayer, tell our story, share our lives, and receive comfort and encouragement from our brothers and sisters around the world. And so that's the prayer wall, and that can be found in the community section as well. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, thank you humbly. We wouldn't be able to be here if we weren't in this together. And so thank you from the bottom of my heart for your partnership. There is a link on the homepage at dailyaudiobible.com. If you're using the app, you can press the Give button in the upper right-hand corner. Or the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. And as always, if you have a prayer request or encouragement, you can hit the hotline button in the app, or you can dial 877-942-4253. And that's it for today. I'm Brian. I love you. And I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Hey guys, it's Sparky. Libby. I wanted to, from Australia, I wanted to go ahead and pray for you and all of the people that have that thing in their life. that they can't get rid of, you know? So let's just all go ahead and pray for everybody who has that thing. Father, we ask you to relieve Libby. We ask that you take the memory of the problem and let her know that she is enough for you. Father, whatever has happened, whatever came upon that has beaten this lady down, Father, we ask you to remove that. Father, you said we are enough. You love us. You care for us. Father, we know that you hated to see her have to go through that. You hate to see us suffer, God. Father, we just ask for a complete forgiveness of the soul that if somebody caused that to happen, Father, we just ask that you help Libby to forgive. Father, you just ask us to forgive. Father, you wanted the tax collector to be treated like a king, even though he was hated. Father, we just ask that you grant this permission to release this in her life and from it. In Christ's name I pray, amen. Love you guys. I pray for all of y'all.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible listeners. This is Lita Lily, formerly known as God's Girl. I was calling to pray for Libby from Australia.
Gosh, sweet girl. Woo, how do I get through this? Your request for prayer just pierced my soul today. We are very much alike in what's happened to us. As children, as a young infant, as a young adult, and even as a teenager, nothing good ever happened to me as well. And so I totally understand how you feel. Just the guilt of it all, and just the just Satan always wanting to get in your mind and make you feel like you're less than. And the only moments that I have sometimes as I've gotten older are happy moments. My marriage, my children, and now my children having their children. But at nighttime, it gets really horribly sad and hard for me. So I was just going to encourage you to listen to Christian music all the time. Remember God's promises. You are loved and adored by Him. So when you listen to God's love songs and music, that really helps. And so I thought, I was hoping that I could just impart that to you, and I'll be praying for you. I just love you, and I want you to know how much you are loved and adored by God and by all of us here in this community. So I will keep praying for you. I'll keep... Just remember how much you are loved by all of us and God. We are His children. We are His great promise. So never forget that.
Good morning. This is Elizabeth from Kentucky. And I just finished listening to April 19th's prayer requests. And first of all, I would like to say thank you to Brian, your commentary on today's reading and how the Lord cried over Jerusalem was just amazing. And I know that's a word that's very overused, but that's it just was spectacular. I'd also like to lift up and thank, I'm not sure of her name, but she said she's from Georgia, in California right now, taking care of her 100-year-old mother, and that the wisdom that she had to pass on about not being in such a rush that you pass up an opportunity to be with a loved one. And I'd like to pray for Libby in Queensland, Australia, and just let her know that I am praying for you, and I can hear your heartbreak, and I just want you to know that you are loved and cared for by all of us. And I'm running out of time, so dear Lord, Heavenly Father, I pray that you would help all these people who have requested prayer today, and I I consider it a great joy to be able to pray for you and love you all, my dear family. In Jesus' name I pray.
Hello, Devers. This is Rob, currently in Florida. Just call me the dude. Becca's message on the 20th of April today caused me to think about something that I hadn't actually asked you for help with. My mom passed 2 months ago, thereabouts, and feels like I haven't really had a chance to grieve. Just been dealing with the fallout from taking care of her affairs and then dealing with my siblings, who are not people that I'd want to know outside of my family. But I'm also entering retirement here, and it's been anything but relief of stress, trying to navigate my way through this, trying to figure things out moving forward. And I also have a big trip ahead of me to Nova Scotia from Florida here, and we'll be spending some time up there. And so yeah, that's another source of stress. So I would appreciate your help in lifting me up in prayer. Thanks. Bye.
Good morning, DAB family. It's Abba's daughter, Sadie M. Today is Thursday, April 20th, and I want to call in and pray for a few folks. I'm very sorry. I don't remember usernames very well, but I wanted to pray for Prodigal and Becca. I know, Becca, you just lost your mother last week, and that's just so hard. And then Prodigal, I'm so happy you're getting back with your relationship with God and back into the DAB family. We love you. We want you here. God wants you here. You have a place on this earth until God calls you home. He's not called you home yet, so please stay with DAB, reach out, post on the prayer wall, do whatever you need to do, bud. We want you here. Let's go to God with these dear dabbers. Abba Father, we come before you today, humbly before your throne. We come asking for your protection, your comfort, your presence among both Becca and Prodigal, Lord. One lost a loved one. One is trying not to lose himself. And Abba Father, we just know that until you sound the trump to call us home, we are meant to be here. And so God, I just ask that you remind Prodigal of that. And for Becca, just send your presence, send your comforting angels, Abba. She needs you. Her whole family needs you. We just pray for your presence among that family. You are a God of comfort. You wipe every tear. So please, Abba, do that for them. In your matchless...